This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I think he wanted to be a family man at one point in time, and football killed his family life. And now you're left with this, the aging bachelor who, yes, is surrounded by a lot of hot women, but is there any substance in his life?
This is a good thing. Why? Because it is one distraction Stephon Diggs does not need, nor will he have to contend with, as he works his way back to being a dynamic receiver in the NFL and the leader of the Patriots offense.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
Those were two of yesterday's three-point stances on WEEI Afternoons. The first one by Andy Hart, who accused Tom Brady of now being a sad dad, leaving a hollow life as an international playboy and world-famous hashtag influencer.
Nobody has it worse than Tom Brady. That's what we're all saying
here. Oh, my God. The brushback, including that the guff that so Arcan dumb. Gave him, and the things I heard from friends that I'm sure Andy did as well.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It was a great dichotomy of opinion, Ted. And then, of course, I postured, not just to pump myself up to get excited for the season, that Steph Diggs, who has since the breakup, I'll have you know, put out an awful lot of content on his YouTube channel, on practice fields, in interview rooms, on private planes, talking about how much football means to him and how he plans on taking this season, not for granted, but very, very seriously. So I said, hey, breaking up with Cardi B, getting out of that celebrity life and getting into the football limelight would be a good thing. Ted Johnson, you played with Tom Brady. You watched him win Super Bowls alongside yourself. And of course, you've had an opinion or two about Steph Diggs and the upcoming season with these Patriots. So let's go one by one. Dan, should we start with the sad influencer in Monaco that is the shirtless god hanging out with Kate Hudson and Dakota Johnson, Tom Brady?
I think that's exactly where we start.
First, was he really? I missed that. Hang out with Kate Hudson?
No, dude.
On his yacht. Yeah, just him and those
Dakota
two.
Dakota Johnson?
Just hanging and out, Kate talking about Kate what Hudson. It's like to be in that tax bracket that we'll never understand.
I didn't
know that. God, her stepdad was Kurt Russell. Please, yes, yeah. And thank you.
Okay. That I did find that to be interesting because I tend to agree with Andy, not that I'm feeling sorry for Tom. It's not about that. It's just, but do I see a guy that perhaps is not living the life he maybe imagined? Yeah, I do. And it's based on this. Okay, it's based on the you guys have heard me say that at times I think Tom sounds disingenuous.
Yeah,
inauthentic.
Saying what everybody wants to hear, not necessarily what he thinks.
And somebody who is that talks his, for a living and tells you things that I don't know, that I don't think he really feels is someone that sounds confused to me, that doesn't really know who he is. I get the sense Tom comes from this very stable, very connected family where they're in a mesh family, like a lot of these. They're very close, but and I think they're all kind of in each other's business, which you know, I grew up in the most opposite family. And so I've always been jealous of those types of families. But there's a certain level of, you know, maybe it's not the exact dynamic you want, but that's better than what most people have, which is at least they all love each other, connected, a mesh, blah, blah, blah. And now he's got kids from different women. Some are married to, some he wasn't married
right.
to. You know, my guess is he, just like Andy said, I think he probably would prefer to be, quote unquote, a family man, but it runs contrary to this other life that he wants too, which is being the playboy and kind of, you know, running in certain circles. That's not congruent with stable family life. And so I think Tom's caught in this thing that's pulling both sides. He doesn't really know which one he wants to be right now. And so I can see Andy's point. I can see there being a little bit of a sadness to kind of the state of where he is. I'll be honest, and for a single dad, on holidays, it's the worst. You know, your holiday, what'd you do for the 4th? Well, my kids were with their grandparents. I wish they were with me, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's not, ugh. I think the holidays for a single dad, it hits home. But the point Andy made was a good one in the sense, I can see there being a sad. Do I feel sorry for him? No, because he's got all his money, and he's got all his fame, and he's got all his fortune, but he just hasn't found that, in my opinion, probably that true kind of life that he wants to live every day. It is still out of his grasp, and I think he's still searching for that life.
So maybe he steers into one direction more to try to fill a certain void that's being left by the other.
Correct.
If that makes enough sense.
And then he goes too much into that part,
right.
And it doesn't fulfill him. And then he's...
And the pendulum keeps going back and forth
until he...
Man.
I don't think he's recalibrated, Ted. I don't think he has been able to find... Like you said, this has to be Tom Brady 3.0, if you will. Like, there's Tom Brady before he became the GOAT.
Can I just tell you, Fitzy, Tom Brady's no different than the Ted Johnson, than a lot of football players. When they retire, they go, oh, crap, who am I? Who am I? And then people don't know how to treat you. And so you perceive how people view you in a way. It's like, well, they only knew you as a football player. Now you don't play football, so they don't want anything to do with you. There's a whole recalibration of who you are. And the longer you play football, look at Belichick. It's like now he doesn't know what to do with himself. It's almost like being out of that off-season, in-season, that ritualistic kind of way of living for so long is now that's not the case. It can really mess up even the most what you think well-adjusted guys are. And I think the longer you play, the more messed up you are when you retire. If you just play for a short time, you're still young. You get into the workforce. It's not that big of a deal. The transition from football to, quote-unquote, the real world is harder the longer you play.
And did you feel it go away? Is there still any part of you that's like, oh, man, I like think about those athlete days and the routine and the kind of stability that brought?
I love it.
Come on, yeah. Teddy, strap them on. Let's go.
Right. Yeah, I miss it. It
dissipates, but maybe it doesn't completely go away.
You're so comfortable with it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the way I talked to my colleagues was the same. The real world, you know, I say that, and HR is coming after me, and, you know, you're getting reprimanded, and you're off the radio for a day or two. Oh, crap. And so... And it's just it's a whole different, you know, kind of thing that you have to navigate in the quote unquote real world that you don't have to in when you're playing football, like Bill Belichick can attest to. Like, you see all the problems that have kind of arose in his life now that he's not an NFL coach anymore.
Yeah, and now he's going to beauty pageants in Maine and playing footsies on Instagram, which is just what we always thought he'd be doing in 2025. And I still maintain that if Tom Brady either announced his retirement after he almost threw the Lombardi into the waters outside of Tampa, or after his failed comeback from 27-3 when he had a bloody lip in the game, the divisional round against the Rams, like that would either one of those would have been incredible stamps. Like, see Belichick, see world, I did it, I won, and hey, guess what? I was capable of another incredible comeback. It was just a really bad call by who's the head coach now of Tampa Bay? Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles,
who's then defensive coordinator, to put a zero blitz in and not cut, and only put a safety deep on Cooper Kupp as well. But he played one more year. It broke everything up. And it, you know, well, look, any one of us would probably not hate to be on that yacht. But at the same time, he does look a little lost. And Ted, just real quick on my my position that this could be a good thing for Steph Diggs, that he's now out of the limelight.
Well, hold on,
that,
Fitzy, real quick, before you get to your, I want to just put a bow on the Brady stuff.
Go for it.
But I want to hear your thought on that, because I have a thought. But Andy said this about TB12 yesterday. He said that football is what causes divorce, and it's what's made him unhappy.
Yes.
And it's not football that's the problem. No. It's the ego. It's Tom wanting, you know, he wants – football gave him money and fame. Without football, he doesn't – he wants fame and money and to be in that upper echelon more than anything. Without football, he doesn't. But that's ego driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's ego that caused the divorce, not football. It's his ego that drives him to play football because of all the things that it brings him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my one little pushback to that, Ted, would be like he's got fame galore now. Like he's broadcasting, he's producing movies, he's in movies. He's in every seventh commercial that's on ESPN or during a football broadcast. He bought the card vault. He's the king of Fanatics Fest. I would say we get more Tom Brady. I almost even wonder, outside of like Kevin Hart and Pedro Pascal, if we haven't reached peak Tom Brady as well. So I think he's got the money, the fame, the visual recognition right now, more Twitter followers, more Instagram fans. He's been on Mr. Beast and done all those things. I just think that he's missing the psycho drive. Like, he had that psycho drive. He pursued it to a point where it wrecked his marriage, and it's like, now what? So he's just
the psycho,
he's grasping
drive
at everything.
What drives the psycho drive?
Well, that's an it. Fitz, you bring up an interesting point. Like, Ted, does he need to do the stuff that Fitzy's bringing up? Does he need to be an owner in the NFL? Does he need to be a businessman? Does he need?
No.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
And it's still not satisfying enough. The
ego is
he wants to be relevant.
Yeah.
He doesn't play football, but yet you see him all the time. Why? Because he wants to be relevant. He's so terrified. Belichick's the same way. They want to be more than just football players. They want to be people that are in your brains constantly, 24/7. Every time I'm on my Instagram feed, it's like some inspirational quote from Tom. It's like he's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's ego. That's ego. And that tells me that it's ego that has driven him to a divorce more than, and if he is unhappy, to his unhappiness more than anything else.
All right, executive decision, guys. We were going to jump into Ted's Movie Club because we have a new cinematic assignment for the week. We're going to push that to odds and ends later in the show, so we will get our movie assignment for this week from Big Teddy J. But Chris J., Mike, and all who just loaded up the phone lines at 617-779-7937, we'll get to you on the other side. Plus, we'll get Teddy's take on if Steph Diggs will be more focused or not this season without Cardi B by his side. You are listening to WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I was standing 3 feet away from Scott Zolak when Brady threw the microphone and it bounced off him on that stage that famous January afternoon. Temperatures in the low 20s, 40,000 people strong.
I was there.
That was on me.
I was there.
Fitzy, hand of accountability.
Tom
that was on
glanced
me.
Glanced at me and...
It was. Hey, Ted, it was my first Super Bowl rally I ever hosted. Come on, it was a big moment.
I hear you, man. I'm an a-hole.
No, you're not. No, Dan is, because now he's been poisoned by Stiz, and everyone has a great story, Uncle
great
Fitzy.
Story.
Whenever. I swear, the temptation to just absolutely cluster F-bomb this show.
If you're going right. to be a storyteller, you got to come strong, bro.
Yeah, you got to. It's whether it's a great story or not, you got to be
I'm
ready
like
for
it. 5 seconds in, I'm talking about how exciting it was to watch Brady throw the mic when he's breathing fire. But
uncalled for.
Most of your great stories, though, are with Brady centric, right? I mean, that's why
they're
busting balls.
I mean, hey, that's okay.
As they should be.
Kraft, Belichick, Brady, and Fitzy. That's what they say. That's what the t-shirts
funny,
are.
Whenever I was talking about how Ted autographed my grandmother's... did you great story me, Ted, when I talked about Ted autographing my Stiz?
Can't. You can't great story on that one. That's grandmother's. Okay. That's a different thing, man. No way.
Grandmas are great story.
Your grandmother's
what? I was going to say.
Did Ted autograph your grandma's
My
boots?
Grandmother's dong. Yes, exactly.
All right. Moving on.
Well, that'll be one to say this afternoon took a turn in the 4 o'clock hour.
Hope grandma's
all right.
Not listening.
I promised we would get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Poor grandma.
Ted's movie club and Fitzy's grandma moving to the 5 o'clock hour in just a few moments. Plus, we'll get Ted's take on my idea that Steph Diggs is going to be more dialed in this season without all that glitz, glamour, and international hip-hopdom at his side. But let's go to the phones. Stanley, who we got first up?
Let's go with Mike in Connecticut.
Mikey in Connecticut. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
how you doing?
Good. So I can relate to what Ted was saying about how with Tom being in the NFL for so long and how he had to adjust to life. I was in the Navy for 10 years, and when I got out, it took me a few months to get used to civilian life. Like, there's certain things I couldn't say that I can't say in corporate. Because, like you said, HR will contact me. So as much as Tom is trying to figure out what he wants to do, eventually he has to. He's going to be 50 here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Got to figure things out, man. You are the GOAT, but you're not the GOAT as far as, like, life after football. So got to get hot.
That's an interesting call, Mike. And you guys know that I found –
thank you, Mike.
That the FBI, it's a mandatory kind of decoding,
cool down.
You have to go to this, I don't know, 2 week long kind of just process of learning how to integrate yourself back into regular life.
Wow,
it's mandatory. Every person, if anybody's in the FBI and wants to call in and verify this, I was told that one time.
What, just for like soldiers and stuff?
No, for FBI agents.
Oh, for agents.
Yeah.
So wait, Ted, can you just, that one caught me a little off guard. So what's
just
mandatory?
FBI agents have to go through a process of kind of, after they retire, learning how to kind of re-enter themselves into the kind of the real world. They have
humanity reclamation. Okay.
This may be a can of worms that we don't need to get into, but are there resources that the PA or the league provide players in terms of any kind of post-career reintegration, anything like that?
Yes, there are, and they get underutilized.
That was going to be my follow-up. If they're there, why don't we hear about them as much?
It's almost like the FBI makes it mandatory. There's a reason it's mandatory. A lot of players don't have the cognitive power to use them.
Yeah, that's too bad. It should be tied to your pension or something like that. You wanna get the benefits of playing in the NFL. You need to go through this, and we promise it's gonna be for your own benefit in the long term.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Is there anyone know if there's any sort of program you can enter into if you feel like you've peaked being on stage next to Tom Brady when he threw a microphone at Zoe?
WEEI Afternoons, 2 to 6 p.m. here on Boston Sports Original.
Let's carry on with the calls, guys. Jay in North Carolina. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. I wish there were a program to prevent someone from becoming an idiot, but it's too late for me. Anyway.
Actually, you're welcome here anytime.
Idiot's welcome here.
You mentioned ego. Ego. And I said to myself, such a small word to cause such major problems. Mm-hmm. But you talk about the longevity of the football players. Do you guys remember Brian Bosworth, who collected $25 million for a signing bonus and then said, thanks, fellas, I don't want to play because football is too rough, but thanks for the $25 million. He was one of my heroes. That and Hawk and Lube. We offered him $5 million, and he said, no, thanks. My family's more important. But my question to you was this, guys. I'm sorry to digress, but Mike Vrabel, has he given any indication of the progress of his team? I know you probably won't see anything until we get right into the trenches, but do you have any insight?
Oh, I'll tell you this, Jay. Look,
thanks for the call, Jay.
Brian Bosworth was one of my favorite players. I got to meet him. Brag, little story. I got a good story, but I'm not going to do it.
great story.
But I used to get the you know, the two lines inside. But just on the answer, the question to the Vrabel, giving his basically what he state of the kind of I don't know what say the union address on what he thinks the team is. He won't say it. My feeling is he feels pretty good about. Just compared to where this team was when he started versus where they are now, I can't imagine him. I can't imagine them doing more in an offseason than what the Patriots did, as far as revamping the coaching staff, changing all the players out. I mean, 2/3 of this team is new. The free agency, the draft. I feel like they did as much as they could do in the short amount of time he's been here.
And to your point, the verbiage, Fitzy, that he seems to use is just, we're working. We're continuing to work. We're working every day. We're going to work. We're going to work. So I think as much as we're going to observe our own takeaways during training camp, what we'll hear from the coach himself is, we're continuing to work. I like the work we're doing. Those are probably the extent of the crumbs we're going to get.
Yes, and let's go to one final call this break, gentlemen. Allison in Cambridge, one of our favorites here on EEI Afternoons. Hello, Allison.
Hey, guys. I know exactly what I want to say about Tom Brady, but I just have to say, going back to the past, the Patriots, it just kills me to hear it. I was not into football, and I got taken up with the Patriots when the Patriots were 7-5 in the 2001 season, and I didn't get to see them lose for a long time after that, and all of you were just, I loved you, Ted Johnson, as a player, you were just such great players, and I just loved you. It was about the people, and it was just the spirit. What I think about Tom Brady, I always felt he just wanted to keep playing. He loved football. That it's like artists, it's not fair that people who are musicians and writers and visual artists, we're able to keep going, you know, really our whole lives. We can live, and it must be so sad for you guys. I always feel like your art is playing your sport. And it can only be a certain limited time, and Tom Brady pushed that. I think what happened was that Bill Belichick, I think that he had Bernie Kosar in his head, which was just ridiculous because Tom Brady wasn't Bernie Kosar. But it's like our families of origin, we stay stuck with things, and it's very hard for us to accept that our new families are different. But I also think that it was Bill Belichick's ego more than Tom Brady's ego. And I think that also, but basically I think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick especially, but maybe Robert Kraft a little bit, I think they got in over their heads emotionally. And I think that so many things, I think that John Henry, the reason the Red Sox are where they are, is he cut off from the team emotionally at a certain point. Do you remember that he used to travel with the team when he first bought it?
Yeah.
He wore that funny big hat. And then John Lester was like a child to him. And so the fact that they lowballed him, he was convinced that they should, and that he was connected to so many players. And just one more thing, because with David Ortiz being so the whole thing, everyone's forgetting that David Ortiz's life was saved by the Red Sox. Remember, they actually flew him out of. Yeah.
Yes.
And so anyhow, just
the
DR. This is a great show, and there's so much stuff here. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Allison.
Well, best thing we love to offer up, Allison.
But Allison's right. It's like Giselle saying, you're an artist, and saying, you know what, you can't do art anymore. Sorry. That's football was his.
Gridiron was his palette, Ted, and he was a Rembrandt.
And so, what, he can't play it anymore because he, I don't know, he doesn't spend enough time with the kids in the fall? I don't know, find that hard to believe, but that's me.
Well, speaking of fine art, it looks like your Boston Red Sox are in the middle of a renaissance themselves. Are we going to finally get Ted Johnson to hop on the hype train with us? Roman Anthony wants to go yard again just to prove our point. Winners of 6 of 7, 4 in a row, and they're looking pretty, pretty, pretty good tonight. We'll get Teddy Johnson's thoughts on your Boston Red Sox in the 5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.